on D-Sports on the air until 6 this evening, and it gives us great pleasure now to bring on the phone the manager of the month from the National League North. It's Callum McIntyre. Hello, Callum.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, congratulations, by the way, on winning that, of course, for you, of course, and the team as well, and the club. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Look, I think it is more about the team. It's nice to be recognised. It's nice to have some sort of individual accolade. It's certainly not something I've been used to. But I think it's very much around a team performance during the month of November, and for the lads to have been recognised for what was a brilliant month for us, put real points on the board, an unbeaten run, and further moved forward what we want to do this season, it was terrific. And to have been able to share that with everyone at the club, have them recognised, and that obviously includes our supporters, is terrific. And look, hopefully more of that as we move forward, and hopefully have some more success as the season goes on.
That's right. Unbeaten in the 6 league games, winning 4 of them, scoring 12 goals in 6 league games, conceding only 4 occasions and keeping 3 clean sheets. And of course, 4 of those, of course, were those games were away from home. And of course, away from home is where you've been so strong so far this season, isn't it, really?
Yeah, look, it was something when we came to the club that we felt we could improve. We felt that the away form was holding us back over recent seasons. We broke that down, looked at it statistically, looked at what we had to do to improve, and ultimately we have, haven't we? We've only been beaten once away from home very early on in the season, when look, there's a little bit of this stuff, thinks we deserve more that day as well. I think the challenge is now to match that form at home. We haven't at times cracked the formula to be really strong consistently at home. We've been not as much hit and miss, but more struggle to open teams up, struggle to break teams down, and a lot of work has gone in over the past sort of 4 or 5 weeks as we've recognised that, to make sure that what is serving us so well away from home, there might have to be a different formula in the home games. But delighted with that away form. I'm told it's the strongest in the division, and for us we reflect really positively after the opening 22 games. But look, there's another 24 games this season. We haven't achieved anything other than these little milestones along the way. It's important we continue to improve.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's up to third in the league, which is fantastic. And obviously, you know, the FA Trophy game, disappointing that the game was called off, you know, due to the weather. Of course, all the games have been called off today. So how has the team coped with that? What have you been doing in the meantime, getting ready for, hopefully, on Tuesday?
Well, for us, look, it's been a challenging little spell. We've been in a scenario where the Alfreton game was off. We worked very, very hard to get the game on. And then obviously the Hereford fixture didn't quite play out on the Tuesday either. So we were looking forward to today's game. I think it was always in doubt as the week went on, given that I can't remember the last time I wasn't absolutely freezing cold. But for us, we've had a decent week's work. We didn't train Monday morning when we planned to. The boys came in sort of off their own back Tuesday afternoon when the Hereford game was off to train. And then we've had that Thursday, Friday and Saturday work, even in those cold temperatures, just to keep moving. On the one hand, look, it's off having the game, frustrating having the games off because we've had real momentum in recent weeks. But hopefully by the next time we're in league action on Boxing Day, we've got some bodies back fit and ultimately have more to choose from, because that has been a challenge physically in recent weeks.
Yeah, so that's kind of helped you in a way for those players to go over their knocks and things and get ready for the game coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll see anyone back for Tuesday. There's an outside chance of one returning, one that's missed a large portion of the season already, that we may have an opportunity to get back involved in one way. But those sort of injuries to Kieran Coates, Cole Hall, Harrison Burke, we would hope that by the next time we line up in the league, Boxing Day onwards, we start to have some bodies back. So there's two ways to look at it. When you're on a good run, you want to play and play and play all the time. And you feel like every time you line up, stuff's going your way, you want to continue with it. But the reality is, physically, we've been pushed to the absolute limit and the absolute maximum around the bodies that have been available and what we've asked of those bodies, to have the opportunity to deload some of them and be able to add some bodies in terms of returning players, and that'll bode really well for what's going to be a really busy spell from Boxing Day onwards.
That's right. And Farsley Celtic, of course, is quite a difficult ground, and with that pitch freezing out, coming out and sort of defrosting, it might be quite a muddy game on Tuesday night.
It's the type of pitch that you think, wow, only have to go there once this season. And then you play them on a Tuesday night in the league and you think, at least you don't have to come here on a Tuesday night again. It's a really unique test. And I think when we went there, we really valued the 3 points you got there in the league, because I think they play their pitch very well. They're very combative, they make it difficult, and they create 1v1 situations in really dangerous areas. We recognised that. We knew that when we went there, we came out on a 2-0 scoreline. if you look at the result there since, having they've beat Kings Lynn, who were threatening to run away with the division there, 2-0, that is how tough a test it's going to be. And we've got to make sure that we are certainly on a par with the performance that we put in a few weeks ago, possibly with a little bit more about us again, to make sure that we can try and control the game a little bit earlier. But I expect a proper cup tie on a difficult surface, away from home, having not played for a week and a half or so. I expect a real challenge, but equally, every challenge our group's been given, they've certainly risen to the test throughout the season.
Well, listen, Callum, all the very best for that on Tuesday evening. Of course, we'll be covering it here on D-Sports, and Shane will be travelling with you to the game to cover that for us. And congratulations once again on Manager of the Month for the club, and you know, all the volunteers, everybody behind the scenes. Absolutely fantastic for Chester, isn't it? Brilliant.
Brilliant, Steve. Thanks very much, and all the very best for Christmas.
And the same to you as well. Thank you. Chester's D Radio.